SPIAA Championship Basketball is on the air. Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County, in association with DelcaHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's championship boys basketball game.
Follow, no good. On the floor, who wants the ball? Good hustle. Underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's PIAA District 1 Round 1 playoff game is between the number 11 seed Marple Newtown Tigers and the number 6 seed Sun Valley Vanguards. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum, dedicated to preserving the history and memory of Delaware County sports legends in Radnor. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Birdman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Dave Birdman bidding you welcome from Aston in Delaware County. It is do or die. The opening round, you have to win, of the boys basketball District 1 5A tournament. Sun Valley, their first winning season since 2000. They're hosting their first postseason game since 2000, taking on Marple Newtown. Sun Valley overall 16-6. Steve Maloney, head coach, year number 4. Two intense coaches here tonight. We'll get to that. Steve, again, fourth year, 34 wins, 54 losses. As for Marple Newtown, 13-9, hot at the end of the year. Sean Spratt, 2006 Marple grad, year number 2. Mark Jordan is to my right, very familiar with, obviously, both these teams, more with Marple Newtown being the baseball coach at Marple, involved in basketball. Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, first to Mark. Lot to talk about here, baby. Congrats to your big win last night. I don't know how you do it. You have the big playoff win for your girls over Pope John Paul up in Royersford. Now you got a game on Friday. Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys. Fantastic Delco matchup, all Delco matchup here. Sun Valley having a banner year, 16 wins. They rely on Vinny D'Angelo. He's averaging 22.8 points per game. He's already scored 502 points, David. That's a lot of points. That's half a thousand in 1 year.
Only
and
a junior.
And he's a junior, Michael. He likes to slash to the basket. Marple's going to have their hands full trying to contain him. On the other side, Marple Newtown, they are hot. Won 8 of the last 9 games. Only lost to Pencrest, who's not that bad of a team, Peter. Pencrest won last year's district title, and we saw them in the Central League final. Lost to them 52-48. Marple was up on them in the fourth quarter at Pencrest by 3 points. To show you where this sort of stands in this district. Guess what? Even though this is a 6-11 matchup, I think it should go to the wire. It seems like a very evenly matched game with two great teams, well-coached, having great years, and both are hot. Sun Valley's won their last 6 games, Dave, by the way.
Yes, they have. And as for Sean Spratt, 2006 grad, as I said, Marple Newtown, he was a 3-sport athlete.
Very good athlete. I actually coached him in Babe Ruth baseball back in the day at Boomer Newtown Babe Ruth baseball. Let's just say he's a better basketball player than a baseball player. That's neither here nor there. But a real fiery guy, good young coach, great young mind. Learned under Mike Doyle, was an assistant coach at Pencrest for a couple of years.
Right.
So that'll be a neat little matchup if it comes to fruition down the road. But this game, they did play earlier this year in January. Sun Valley beat Marple 59-42. Marple, though, was up 31-25 at halftime, and Sun Valley Stormback outscored them 34-11 in the second half on this floor. So I think both teams will learn some lessons from that game. Both teams are coming in hot, we said. One tough thing is in the 5A level, the teams are off. Both have had rest. Marple off since February 9th, Sun Valley since February 10th. I know in the girls' game and the boys' game, how do you come back? It's tough to simulate this kind of intensity we're going to see over the next 4 quarters. And the team that best handles that, I think, will be the team that comes on top tonight.
Mike Mayer.
Well, you know, first of all, I got to tell everybody, if you're within the sound of our voice, now that's around the world, obviously, that's not going to work, but if you're in the Delaware Valley area and you want to get out to a game on a Wednesday night, there are seats available. We got a good-sized crowd. It is $5 to get in. You can grab a piece of pizza for, I think, a buck and a half, a hot dog for a buck and a half, a soda for a dollar. Don't quote me on the prices, by the way. But I do know the ticket prices are $5. So you want to see a good game, as much as we'd love you to listen to this, the bottom line is if you're close to us, come on out. You probably get it within 10 minutes. No, this should be a good game. You've got both teams, as you say, peaking at the same time. I think what's going to be interesting is to see how the crowd plays it out. It's hard to tell what kind of crowd Marple Newtown brought with them on a Wednesday night, school night, that kind of stuff. Sun Valley's very excited about this, and they're filling the stands pretty well. I understand parking is pretty limited out in the front of the school. There's plenty of parking around the side by the field. But it should be interesting to see where this goes. Both teams, it's interesting. Sun Valley's going to end up starting with a lot of juniors, which is their forte. They only have, I think, three or four seniors on the team. Marple Newtown, on the other hand, has a pretty good diversified roster, but they will start virtually. I think there's only one junior starting for them, and the rest are seniors. So that should see how this plays, particularly in this kind of environment. Remember, for most of these kids, certainly for Sun Valley, I think they were in a playoff a couple years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. But, you know, these kids have never played in the playoff for basketball before, so that's going to be new. I think crowd's going to be interesting, and I think you're right, Mark. The fact they've been off for a little while, it may take a little while to get the scene together. But somebody starts getting hot, it should be real interesting. Pete?
Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth, Mike. I was going to say, since they've been off 10 or 11 days, we may see a ragged first quarter here, but I expect them to warm up in the second quarter, and we should have a great second half. I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched. And I expect this to go right down to the last 2 minutes in quarter number four.
And the winner of this game will take on either Chester or Academy Park, who meet tonight. Del Valle League rivals, 7 o'clock. We'll try to get updates. You guys have your tweets, Twitters, and all that stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know if we're getting anything, though. We'll see.
Do not take Academy Park lightly. Cameron Roundtree, 6'6", 7 stud. They got Harley the guard. Chester, you know, sometimes they get a little, and this is it. But Chester's red hot. We'll have to wait and see what happens there tonight, and we'll see what happens here. Last night, by the way, in the first round, Westchester Ruston, who handed Chester its only loss in the last 2 months at the clip joint. It was Ruston beating Upper Perkiomen 63-44. Pencrest blew out Upper Moreland 53-27. Lots of action. District 1 6A last night. Upper Darby, the only Delaware County team still alive in District 1 boys basketball 6A. What a win over Downingtown West 46-44. Back with more of the pregame show. It is Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, Peter Fulcinetti, Sun Valley High School in Aston. Boys basketball never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
If you're a sports fan, you have to visit the Sports Legends of Delaware County Museum in Radnor. Two floors of spectacular sports memorabilia from some of the greatest names in Delaware County to ever play sports. Baseball, football, basketball, and more. On display at Delco's only sports museum, and admission is free. The museum is located at the Radnor Township Municipal Building in Radnor, Pennsylvania. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 11 to 1:30. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
A couple of minutes away from the opening tip, Dave Berman, along with Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgenetti, and Mike Mayer. Sun Valley and Marple Newtown, the winner goes on to the quarterfinals of the District 1 5A boys basketball tournament. The loser
goes home.
Yes, absolutely goes home. Sun Valley, again, their coach is Steve Maloney. He's very intense. I've seen it. A great, really good baseball player in the Delco League, Mark. And I'm sure, I don't know if you've crossed paths with Coach Maloney.
We played Sun Valley in the district title game in about 2009. They knocked us off. He was an excellent baseball player. Still is.
And they're both coaches, Sean Spratt and Coach Maloney, smiling.
Maloney, three-piece suit, looks dynamite. Sean is wearing some ragged sweatshirt. Looks
all nice. Right. So, and now, let's talk about some great players for Marple, multi-sport athletes. Anthony Paoletti, 6'3", senior, going to play football at Powerhouse Delaware, and he's the all-time passing leader in Delaware County high school football history. That's unbelievable.
He broke his coach's record, Chris Kicking, who's the athletic director and football coach there.
Right.
Broke his passing records, and Chris is in the house tonight. He's their inside presence, by the way, at Marple. They really only have one inside presence person. That's him. Sun Valley likes to attack the tin to see if he can stay out of foul trouble. Commercial real quick on Marple's side. Two of the men Mike May, 14.9 points per game. He has 47 threes, Mike. And Tommy Garler, the junior, 55 threes. So Marple likes to go outside in the other way around. We'll see which one works better.
Sean Spratt says, I guess Mark talks a lot. Anyway, Tommy Garler, 6 foot junior for Marple. His sister, older sister, is a senior at Cardinal O'Hara, Mackenzie Garler. She's going to Villanova, and they are in the Catholic League championship game Monday night at the Palestra against Newman Goretti. So really excited for this game. Sun Valley, the Vanguards, Vinny D'Angelo, Isaac Kennan, Marvin Freeman. We'll get the lineups here very, very shortly. Actually, we will do it right now.
Good.
For Marple Newtown, again, 13-9, number 3, 6'3", senior, Delaware football recruit. He's an animal, Anthony Paoletti. Got to stay out of foul trouble, Anthony. Number 4, 6'2", senior, Matt Peel. He can shoot the ball. Number 10, Tommy Gardler, basketball savvy. Grandfather is the great Buddy Gardler. Tommy, 6 foot junior. Mike May, scrappy, 5'9", senior, number 11, and number 33, Michael Smith, no relation to Chester's Michael, Man Smith. Michael is a 6'4", senior. Sun Valley, number 1, Shire Brown Morris, a 5'10", senior. Number 10, Lance Stone, 6'1", junior. One of my boys I work out with at the fitness club up the way the last couple of years, and Lance is a grinder, the garbage guy in a good way. Vinny D'Angelo, 6'2", junior, Hazleton, PA roots. He plays like a Hazleton ball player. He, again, junior, one of the best in the area. Isaac Kennan, very athletic, 6'1", all over the place. He's a junior. And another young man who I actually play ball with these guys. I'm telling you, Marvin Freeman, but he's getting really tall. He's about 6'5 now. He's a junior. He wears number 35. So really, really getting fired up for this game here tonight.
And we got our first update on the Bonner-Prendy versus Carroll. Bonner-Prendy leads Carroll at the end of the first quarter, 11-9.
Yes, two Delaware County teams for the first time in a long, long time meeting in the Catholic League tournament boys basketball semifinals at the famed Palestra. I want to give a shout here to our public address announcer. He does a great job here, and Mike, he's handicapped, you would say.
Paraplegic.
But he has been doing this for a long, long time, the PA guy here at Sun Valley High School.
Takes great pride in his work and his pronunciation of names. It's a very serious job, as he should. Those people who do PA announcing, as you know, Dave, take their job seriously, and that's the way it is. Do it right.
You mess up one name.
Yeah, well.
And one thing about us, you mess up all of our broadcasts are archived. So we'll be back. Let's take a break here. It is boys high school basketball, the District 1 5A tournament opening round from Sun Valley High School in Aston on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Almost a full house here tonight. Again, the stands are on one side. That's pretty old school. Like they have out Farrell High School, Western PA.
We always get a flyby from one of the naval air bases and fireworks and stuff before the game starts. Just adds to the festivity of the event.
And Sun Valley, actually, guys, located here in Delaware County, they are from the Chesmont. They moved there about 10 years ago. Obviously a tough schedule. Marple Newtown, Central League. This is basketball heaven down here. Everybody plays a tough schedule. I don't care what level you're at. I mean, it is tough.
That's why more often than not the PAA champions come out of here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully a Delco team will win the Catholic League championship, but we'll get to that a little bit later. So we're ready for the opening tip. It is the orange and black uniforms. Not like Chester's. A little bit different, Mark, Marple Newtown.
Different orange.
Different orange is right.
Different kind of orange. And black for them, and Sun Valley, the white, and that is purple. It's a Vanguard.
Oh.
And here we go. The opening tip is controlled all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in. Vinny D'Angelo. He is quick, getting college looks already. 2-0 in favor of Sun Valley, live from Sun Valley High School. Mark, you want to set the defense up. Looks like man-to-man.
It's man-to-man.
Going to the basket, losing the ball, getting it out now. Three ball, Gardler from the right side, no good. Paoletti, the offensive rebound, lays it up and in. Anthony Paoletti, 6'3", senior Delaware football recruit. We're tied at 2. D'Angelo, the 2 points for Sun Valley. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers of Marple Newtown. Far side to Brown. Now to Freeman, dry, shot blocked underneath, and there's Stone, the offensive rebound, gets it blocked and taken by Marple's Matt Peel. Dave Berman and Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgenetti, Mike Mayer. 7 minutes to go, first quarter, Marple Newtown comes back, tied at 2. Boys hoops, do or die, time of the year, you put up your dukes. Vinny D'Angelo almost with a steal, and there's a foul. You got to keep an eye on that. Boy, without him.
And a silly foul.
Number one on Vinny.
25 feet from the basket.
First team foul. Three of the best referees around. A lot of action going on here tonight. District 1, 5A. Six classes in Pennsylvania. Most of our schools are 6 and 5A here in Delaware County. With the ball is May. Wide open. Gardler again. He's off with his shot. Hits the back of the rim over the backboard and out of bounds. And Tommy usually shoots a little bit better than that.
Well, but he has two open looks, and I think they keep on shooting that. I mean, if they're going to collapse that hard Sun Valley, they're going to have a lot of open threes.
Well, we talked about this. May get a little, be a little slow going in the first quarter.
Sun Valley left to right with Brown Morris. Top of the key. Good defense on him by May. Flips it out to D'Angelo. D'Angelo way out high, far side, top of the key, right of the key to Morris. Near wing, Freeman. They weave the ball around. Sun Valley with the ball. We're tied at 2, 6:05 to go in quarter number one. Floater to the basket, no but a foul. And Shire Brown-Morris for Sun Valley, the senior, going to the line, shooting 2. Oh. It's on Paoletti, and he got, Mike, if you recall, you and Pete were at the Strathaven game. He got in foul trouble there.
Yeah, Paoletti missed a lot of time in the second half because of foul trouble.
I don't think that foul was on Paoletti, though.
He was protesting like it was.
I don't think it was. I thought it was on the guard on the other side.
Free throw in and out by Brown Mar. Sun Valley 16-6. First winning season since 1999-2000. And it's been a while since they made the state tournament. They did that with Bob Hamilton back in the day. We'll get to that also a little bit later. Free throw good by Brown Morris. 1-2. Full court pressure. Looking to get in. Just gets it in bounds. And deflected out of bounds by D'Angelo. Marple Newtown with the ball. 6:05 to go. First quarter.
Full court man-to-man press.
3-2 Sun Valley. The Vanguards. And here's May. Driving left side. Off the glass. No good. Weak side rebound, Brown Mars. Flips it to D'Angelo with numbers. Sun Valley ahead of the pack. Lay it up and in. With the right hand, Isaac Kennan, the 6'1 junior. 5-2 Sun Valley. Winner takes on Chester or Academy Park. And that'll be Saturday night, 7 o'clock, they tell me, no matter where it is. Top of the key, Gardler. Far side to Smith. Right wing corner, Gardler. He brings it out high between the circles. To the far side, Gardler loses the ball. Almost goes out of bound. Flips it to his teammate underneath and throw it away. Steal by Sun Valley, left to right. D'Angelo looks to penetrate. Right wing corner, last touch by Marple Newtown out of bounds. 5:13 to go, fast moving first quarter. 5-2 Sun Valley, Mr. Jordan.
Not many looks for Marple so far. Southern Valley's defense suffocating.
Kennan out high to Brown Morris. Brown Morris guarded by Mike May. One team foul each squad. This Wednesday evening, Kennan bumped into driving left side around the foul line. Let's see who this is going to be on. Tommy Gardler. First team's second. 5 minutes to go. First quarter. 5-2 Sun Valley. Vanguards have the basketball. Shahir Brown Morris, left wing corner to Kennan. Looks to penetrate. Off balance jumper. Back of the rim. No good. Battling for that rebound is my main man in there, Lance Stone. Tie up. And possession hour with Marple. You're going to love Lance. I remember talking to him at the gym. It was a couple summers ago, and I just said, yeah, just keep working. You could see the potential was there.
Sure.
And you see a lot of these guys coming up, including Alden Mathis, who will come into the game a little bit later on. Division I baseball player going to Richmond, only a junior. This is Michael Smith driving left side. Good defense on him. Spinning is Paoletti off the glass. No good. Rebound, Lance Stone.
Boy, Marple Newton's having a terrible time trying to find the basket.
Sun Valley with the rock. Shahir Brown Morris, 5-2 Vanguards. 4:15 to go. First quarter. They weave it around to Kennan. Flip it off to D'Angelo. D'Angelo, the floater. Got it. Nothing but net. Vinny D'Angelo, 6'2 junior. 7-2, 5-point lead, Sun Valley. Trying to win their first playoff game in a long, long time. Right side with the ball is Peel. Top of the key, Paoletti. Smith, left of the key. Top of the key, Gardler. There is Paoletti, right wing. Got to get him under the basket.
He's trying to space it out a little bit.
May for three, straight away, wide to the right, and the rebound is taken again by my man Lance Stone of Sun Valley. D'Angelo comes back and runs into a player. Nothing called. Good non-call there. Sun Valley three ball from the right wing is good by Marvin Freeman. And Sun Valley off to a red-hot start. Timeout on the floor. Marple Newtown, 3:14 to go in the first quarter. 10-2, the Vanguards over the Tigers on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcast our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Balanced scoring so far. Sun Valley leading at 10-2. A point for Brown Morris. 4 for D'Angelo. 2 for Kennan. 3 for Marvin Freeman.
I've got a halftime score to the Palestra. Tied up, 22 each.
Oh, Bonner. Carroll.
I think so far, basically, Sun Valley's gotten more of what they wanted to do. Marple shots are sort of fadeaways. A couple quick threes they took.
Mike Maybach drives to the basket, flips it to Paoletti, knocked away. Here comes Freeman for Sun Valley. Bounce pass, ill-advised. Stolen away by the Tigers, right to left to Matt Peel. 3 minutes to go, quarter number one, 10-2, Sun Valley. Peel, right wing Gardler, guarded by D'Angelo, top of the key. Smith, he does not want to shoot the ball. Peel, left of the key. Peel, top of the key, right of the key, Gardler. Man-to-man defense. Gardler forces a shot off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Paoletti fouled. Going up for the shot. He'll go to the line shooting 2. Personal on Lance Stone. Again, Sun Valley not very deep. 6 kids. They get in foul trouble.
Tough foul. And I think that might be where Marple makes some hay. I know Pierre loves this. So far, Marple's only points of the game are on second chance opportunities. We say it all the time. But Paoletti got a rebound put back for the first 2 points, and now he got 2 foul shots. Interesting. They're guarding 6'4" Michael Smith with 5'10" guard Shahir Brown Morris.
He misses both, does Paoletti. 10-2, Sun Valley with a rebound. Freeman to D'Angelo. Steve Maloney looking dapper here tonight, coach of the Vanguards. Watch out, Kennan for three, left wing, back of the rim, no good. Lance Stone battling for that rebound, out of bounds off Marple. You gotta love Lance. I'm so proud of that kid. Getting the, and he's only a junior. Inbounding the ball is Kennan. He's only a junior. Kennan for Sun Valley. There's Lance into the lane. Wisely gets it out to D'Angelo, top of the key, right of the key. What are we going to have, a 3-second call? And a good call, too. So Marple Newtown, only 2 points. The good news for them, still early, 2:20 to go first quarter, and they're only down by 8 points.
Yeah, this is what we thought in the pregame. There would be a slow start. I expect Marple to really start warming it up.
And a foul in the backcourt on Sun Valley on the inbounds pass. That's Kennan, his first team's third. Sun Valley High School, old school gym, used to have the half moons here back in the day. Bob Hamilton, I remember him coaching here. Took him to the state tournament a couple of times, 88 and 90 their last time. Marple's never been to the state tournament, boys hoops. Close but no cigar. This is Gardler. Now to May, underneath Paoletti. Paoletti gets it back on a deflection. Getting out the Gardner. Left wing corner, May for three. In and out. D'Angelo with a fine rebound for Sun Valley. Up to Freeman. Left block. Loses the ball. Picks it back up, does Freeman. Freeman is going to be called for what?
Traveling.
He's only a junior, Mark. And you know he's going to get better and better. Just, and this is just experience for these teams. Marple came on strong. Remember last year?
Yes.
Just missed the playoffs. So this is great for these guys.
And Sun Valley is pretty athletic. Seen them in person right up front. All five.
These kids did from Sun Valley make the tournament AAA back 2 years ago when they were freshmen. Lost to Octorera. Well, now driving to the basket as Peel uses his body and lays it up and in. Matt Peel.
First points for Marple Newtown in 7 minutes.
Quite some time, yes. Yep. Buck and a half to go here in the first quarter. Peel using his body wisely. Referees easily could have called a foul, but foul there, but let them play. This is Freeman. Marvin Freeman. Guarded closely. Looks to drive in the lane. Trying to do too much. Stolen away. Gardler, now to May on the run, the three ball, banks it, no good. I don't think he wanted to do that. Freeman the rebound for Sun Valley, long and lean. Freeman passes deflected away again. Two turnovers in a row. Here comes Marple Newtown. Stopping and popping is Smith. Misses the shot, D'Angelo the rebound, and Coach Maloney says, let's stop this pace, and calls the Zinc would say, time! 53 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Playoffs, do or die. I'm ready to do or die. 10-4 Sun Valley on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back following that timeout. And, oh, Marple did make the States 95-96. I will check into that in my archives, and we can actually check that on DelcoHoops.com.
Coach Rayer.
I have to get to that later. Maybe Mike can check for us because they're... Anyway, back to the action here following that timeout. Sun Valley with the ball, leading by six. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Freeman, three ball, left wing, no good. Battling for the rebound underneath the basket. Goes up, looks like went up and into the basket. Paoletti battling for it, and he knocks the ball away. Good job by Paoletti. Little football action right there, and his teammates get the ball. So Marple comes back, trailing by six. Not too bad. They're not playing. They're not shooting well. They're playing hard. Both teams playing their guts out here. 16 seconds to go. First quarter. District 1 5A first round game. Basically the Sweet 16. You gotta win to keep your season alive. Off the glass, no. Penetrating May, but he is fouled. That's going to be on Shahir Brown-Mars. Checking into the game is a real nice kid. Delco Times did an article on him a few weeks ago. Min Tran, 5'9 senior. He'll be in shortly. May, who is a tremendous free throw shooter. I'm not trying to jinx him. I've seen him shoot, and he's like money. He makes that one.
Checking in the game for Marple Newtown, number
So he'll get another. I did look on that archive. I did not see Marple Newtown with a state playoff appearance, but we'll see. They could be wrong,
too.
I think
it was at that game, actually.
And the free throw is good again by May. 3 seconds to go, first quarter. D'Angelo penetrates off the back of the rim. No good. A scrap for the rebound. And every cooler heads need to prevail. I don't know if Marvin wants to get into it with Paoletti right there, but after one quarter of play, it's a good ball game. People know this could be the end of the line. It's 10-6 Sun Valley over Marple Newtown on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. We believe you should be free to run, free to jump, free to bike, free to work, free to play, free to live life to the fullest. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are dedicated to providing the best orthopedic care possible. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
After one quarter of play, we head to the second, 10-6 Sun Valley over Marple Newtown. Both teams got hot, cold both ways. And we'll go to Pete Fulgenetti for his reports.
Yeah, I think it's just like we said in the pregame, Dave. We knew that this first quarter would be a little ragged. These guys haven't played in almost 2 weeks. And I think the pace will pick up. You'll see more of these shots falling as we go through the game.
If the pace picks up, Dave's going to drop.
Well, Dave will drop.
I feel good. I got my 10 hours in the warehouse study. Your buddy, by the way, I don't know who your buddy is, Mark, who sent that.
Jim right here.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, he's listening.
Oh, he's listening.
Yes.
He can go on our DelcoHoops.com website. Bottom left-hand corner, there's an archive. Has Copy. Every bracket, right. Every year, boys basketball. So maybe he can check 95, 96 if he gets a chance.
Marple down 10-6. A couple good factors pointing their way. Vinny D'Angelo, 22 points a game, only has 4. Marple shot 2 for 11 and 0 for 5 from 3-point land that quarter.
Mm.
Second quarter underway. Vanguard's with the ball. Sun Valley. Kennan, top of the key. Tran is right on him. Nice ball player. Off the bench to half. Left to right here. This is Freeman. Marvin flips it to D'Angelo. They look for a pick to be set. D'Angelo, they're doing a nice job on him so far. He does have 4 points, but, boy, I tell you what, I'm looking at a game down to the wire, baby. Whoever wins this plays Chester or Academy Park. We'll try to get a score on that game for you. Saturday. Freeman underneath Lance Stone. Lay it up and in. He's left-handed, and he could not make the reverse layup, but Lance's strength laid it in from the right side.
Well done. Good drive. Dumped down low.
First two of the night, 6'1" junior. Good football player also, Lance Stone. Sun Valley up 12-6. Paoletti left of the key. He's going to stop, and the old stop and pop, too strong, over the back foul. And that's going to be called on Michael Smith of Marple Newtown.
Paoletti's going to have to find his zone. He is having terrible trouble getting to the bucket.
He's not. I mean, that's not really his game. The 16 footer is not his game. He does most of his work closer to the basket.
On the inside, I understand.
That was not a great shot for him. And that foul was silly by Michael Smith. That guy had you boxed out. That stuff drives me kind of batty. Guys got you boxed out. You just jump over his back.
Well,
silly foul.
Is Paoletti thinks he can't get into the paint? I don't know what his issue is. Ooh.
Brown Mars to the basket. Shot is partially blocked. Hits the rim. Bounces out of bounds. It'll stay with Sun Valley.
He's quick, I think. He gets to the lane anytime he wants to. Shahir Brown Mars.
6:37 to go. Quarter number 2. Sun Valley with the ball. 6-point lead.
Uh-oh.
Into the backcourt to Shahir Brown Mars. A 5'10 senior guard. Cross midcourt, guarded by Tran. Dribbles, layup, got it. Good job.
He's just too quick, David.
He brings a lot to this team.
He doesn't look like he's interested in shooting the ball. I would probably back off him a tick more.
14-6, 8-point lead for Sun Valley. Marple Newtown coming back. Paoletti looking for the back door. May misses the shot. Paoletti follows and scores. Mike May missing the layup. There's Paoletti.
And Paoletti told him to go to back door. He waved him on to go back door. And he did it.
5:55 to go, second quarter. 14-8, Sun Valley over Marple Newtown. Central League versus Chesmont. Kennan drives and a foul before the shot on the floor.
Got some quick updates. Wissahickon 13, Strath Haven 8 after 1.
Girls basketball there.
Stoga, Garner Valley. Stoga 9, Garner Valley 7 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, that's girls' second round.
Oh, that is girls, yep.
Freeman, three ball. Yes! Marvin Freeman for three. 5.5 to go.
Marvin's hit one on each side, by the way, each baseline side.
Yes, he has.
Tough to guard.
He's a junior. 9-point lead for Sun Valley, but a three ball right in the key by Mike May. Marple can get back in this game in a hurry. They're right there. It's only a 6-point bolt. 17-11, Sun Valley, 5:14 to go. Quarter number two. Out high, Brown Mars, guarded by May.
Oh, no.
Gets by his man, flips to Stone, left block, now to Freeman. Kennan drives, shot blocked, but a foul. Two shots for Isaac Kennan, 6'1 junior.
I like the way Sun Valley's taking the ball right to the basket. They're drawing fouls. They're very aggressive with their offensive moves, right to the basket.
And I think Matthew DeGeorge is here tonight from Delco Times.
In a three-piece suit.
And Josh Verlin from City of Basketball Love.
But real quick, I think that Brown Morris is just too quick getting to the rim. His last three times he's touched the ball, he's gotten the rim each time. He scored one and he's created for his teammates. They have to give him some room, Dave. I think they make him shoot a three-pointer.
Kennan misses the first. Kennan again. Back of the rim, no good. Battling for that rebound. Stone tried. Too bad Lance is about 2-3 inches taller. Rebound, Marple.
Him and me both.
Here they come with Mike May. May across the timeline. Left wing to Tran. Good. Back door. Lay it up and in by Matt Peel. And the lead is now 17-13. Big swing right there. Sun Valley by four. They have the ball. 4.5 to go. In quarter number two, it's Freeman. Marvin looks to drive off the glass for two. Boy, did he hang.
Again, though, Dave drove right into the lane, right to the rim.
4:22 to go. Second quarter. 6-point lead, Sun Valley, 19-13. Wide open, left side. He's due to make some shots, and you know he can do it. Tommy Gardler.
These guys had 100 threes for the year, Dave. They're not going to stay quiet the whole time.
Boy, it's a 3-point game now. That's amazing.
19-16, Sun Valley, 4 minutes to go before halftime. Tran on Kennan. Kennan loses the ball. Picked up by Marple Newtown, by Michael Smith. Now they get it. The number 11, Mike May, a 5'9 senior. This is a grizzled Marple Newtown group. Almost thrown away. Picked up by Marple Newtown. It's deflected from behind off May. Hits the glass and Sun Valley with the rebound. It's D'Angelo. Lay it up, no good. Offensive rebound. Stone, no, but a foul. Great job again. Lance Stone. He's like the Sidney Crosby. He's a Giroux. He's on the edge of the crease. Your garbage man in hockey.
That's four rebounds for Lance. That's one offensive and three off the defensive glass.
3:31 to go. In the second quarter, Stone at the line, shooting two for Sun Valley. Got it.
But without making it oversimplifying it, Peter, I think Sun Valley's gotten the ball into the paint anytime they want to. Anytime they want to drive at anybody. That was D'Angelo driving in the paint.
I would just keep driving the lane.
They're getting there too easily. So
there's nobody that can stop them right now, it seems.
Stone again. He's only an 11th grader for the Vanguard. Shoots it with a left hand. Up. Gets it. 4 points for Stone. Sun Valley up by five. Marple Newtown with the ball right to left. Mike May. 3:25 to go. Second quarter. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Mark Jordan, Pete Fulgeny live. Three ball. Gardler again. There, man, he is tough. A lot of great future for that kid.
And that was a great cross screen. Great play call by Sean Spratt. Cross screen came across. Was wide open on the left side.
2-point lead, Sun Valley. A three ball. Boys, that changed the game over the years. D'Angelo, left of the key. Top of the key, Stone. Right wing, Brown Mars. This is Freeman between the circles. Freeman dribbles it further back. Good defense by Peel. Freeman looking, give and go. Underneath the basket, we've got a foul. Lance Stone will go to the line, shooting 2 or 1 and 1. It'll be 1 and 1, non-shooting foul. 17 fouls, Marple Newtown. First half, 2:44 to go. Second, 14 fouls, Sun Valley.
Again, though, that was predicated when Freeman just drove to the paint and then dumped it down below the Stone. So it's a it's a broken record over and over again. Marple now has 7 fouls these last 3 minutes. You got to be careful.
Lance doing a good job staying out of the lane. And the free throw is good.
But to echo Peter's point earlier, this quarter has been a much better quarter, much better flow.
Well, yeah, I mean,
fun to watch this quarter.
They had
6
points at the end of the quarter, Marple, and now they have 19 in 6 minutes. It's amazing, and this is how they're warmed up.
Stone again. Misses that one. 3-point lead, Sun Valley. First home playoff game in 18 years. 2:38 to go, second quarter. Gardler, top of the key, Peel. Gardler, driving right side. Left wing corner, May, forces that up. No good. Offensive rebound, foul on the floor. Team foul number 5, Sun Valley. Fans are ticked off about something. Michael Smith got the rebound and was fouled.
Mike May went down. He shot it and went down in the corner. We couldn't see. It was blocked from our vision. Might have been fouled on a shot. Coach Spratt had a good look at it. He says it was a foul, so we'll go with Coach Spratt.
Dom Valente is in the game. He's a sophomore. For the tie, in and out. Gardler in the right wing corner. Offensive rebound. Just checking into the game is Kamasi. Shot is blocked underneath. Here comes D'Angelo. Up. Layup. Yes. Vinny D'Angelo hanging and scoring. Only a junior himself. 2 minutes to go.
He does that very well, by the way. He drives and hangs in the air.
We are in the second quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball down by 5. Smith. Here's Gardler again. Wide. Left of the key.
Wide open.
He has a beautiful touch. Another 3 ball. Tommy Gardler. Timeout. Sun Valley 1:49 to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break. It's a 2-point lead, Sun Valley, on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
1:49 to go before halftime. Sun Valley with the ball. District 1, 5A, first round. You lose, you're done. You win, you're guaranteed at least three games. 24-22, Sun Valley by 2. Nobody wants to see their season end tonight. Marple 13-9, but 8 out of 9 to close out the year. D'Angelo loses the ball and taken by Tran. Marple Newtown right to left. A chance to tie or take the lead here. 1:20 to go. Quarter number 2. Aziz Kamasi ready to check back into the game. He was out for a short time. This is May. Way out high, guarded by D'Angelo. Mike May. Looks to penetrate, dribbles left side. Now to Tran, stops, pops on the foul line, no good. That was a makeable shot, too. Rebound, Sun Valley. D'Angelo, top of the key. D'Angelo feels it, 3 ball. Front of the rim, no good. Bounces away. Rebound, Michael Smith.
Fast shot there. Marple has 7 fouls. Any kind of contact now gets you to the foul line.
Absolutely. A foul to get for Sun Valley. Tran, top of the key. Peel, left wing Smith, 38 seconds ago, second quarter. Marple Newtown with the ball. Gardler, guarded by Kennedy. Gardler drives, lays it up around. No good, would not fall. Here comes Freeman back for Sun Valley. He's double teamed on the near side and a foul. So he'll go to the line shooting 1 and 1. Personal is on.
5 minutes left in the game. Prendy up 41 over Carroll, 32.
In the game?
In the game. 5 minutes left in the game.
They're talking Bonner.
Bonner, right.
Leading by
41 over 32.
Well, they're loaded. They picked up a couple of kids from.
That never hurt you.
No, it's. Can't say the recruit word. But.
No.
Anyway, at the line is Freeman shooting 1-on-1. We have 25 seconds to go here, second quarter.
Again, that was kind of silly foul. He fouled him 40 feet from the basket.
He's got the first. Freeman with 6 in the quarter. 9 for the game.
This is Sun Valley's 10th foul shot attempt. Marple just has 4.
Gardler has 9, all on 3 balls, 3 of them here in the second quarter. Freeman again got it.
Chester is leading after 1 fairly decisively. I just lost it again. I'll get it for you in a second.
Back comes Marple Newtown. Paoletti lay it up. No good, would not fall. Paoletti battling for that rebound. It's out of bounds off him. A couple of easy layups missed in there. Marked by Marple Newtown. A couple of changes coming in. 16 seconds to go in second quarter.
They have 10 layups tonight. They're 4 for 10 in the layups department.
26-22. Sun Valley with the ball. And a 4-point lead. They'll go for the final shot. Winner takes on either Chester or Academy Park. We're going to score on that shortly. D'Angelo drives. Good defense. Stolen away. Do they have time to get a shot off Marple? He fires it up. No, at the buzzer. Off balance, but almost. Great effort, Michael Smith. Your halftime score is Sun Valley 26 and Marple Newtown 22. Matthew DeGeorge of the Delco Times, halftime guest, following these words on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, implants, cosmetic bonding, whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit. You'll be glad you did.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Halftime show here at DelcoHoops.com. District 1, 5A, opening round, do or die. It is Sun Valley 26 and Marple Newtown 22. Matthew DeGeorge, seventh year with the Delco Times. Used to be the old Chester Times back in the day when me and Pete were growing up, and you two, Mike. But hey, what a great job you're doing. So many teams to follow, especially now with the expansion.
Pour some water on that keyboard because it's starting to smoke from the texting on there.
As I'm tweeting stats, as I'm getting that great introduction, I appreciate it.
So your thoughts, Matt?
Certainly an interesting game. I it's easy to keep track of because, you know, there's not very much substitution in this game. Both two teams that go five, really six, seven deep. You saw the difference in the second quarter when Marple starts hitting its threes, and that's their MO. They're not going to generate a lot of offense outside of what they do from beyond the arc. So if they hit their threes, they're going to be in this game.
Sun Valley seems to be able to get inside the paint at will. I mean, they're not even looking at threes anymore. They're just driving to the basket and throwing it up.
Which I think with their length is a pretty good idea against that 2-3 zone. You know, there's not a lot. You know, Sun Valley's biggest issue has been turnovers. If you cut out the turnovers, they're shooting, I think, close to 50%, if not more, from the field. I don't have a lot of X's on my scorecard. They're shooting well. It's just a matter of getting those shots and, you know, not making self-inflicted mistakes.
And on the other hand, Marple Newtown couldn't get a basket for money in the first quarter.
That is true, but you see with Tommy Gardler, he is one of the quickest releases in the Central League. He needs a very small window in order to get that shot up. You saw it a couple times in the second quarter, and if they're able to get those shots, they're going to stay in games. Him and Mike May are very good scorers, and once you're making those threes, once you're getting a defense thinking, all right, we have to close out every centimeter up to that shooter, that's when Paoletti and guys like that can kind of slip underneath.
Right. Paoletti's had trouble getting into the paint. I mean, he's been taking a few shots outside, which is not his forte.
Yeah, he has. I don't think you want him taking that many jump shots. He's really worked on his low post moves. Obviously a football first player, going to be playing quarterback at the University of Delaware. But he's really worked on his low post moves. A couple of those spin moves were impressive. Had a couple that rimmed out, but yeah, definitely not the guy that you want. Maybe taking jump shots.
What's he got points so far?
I think he's got 4 points.
Yeah, they got to get some better production out of him.
Yeah, 2 for 5 from the field. Gardler's got 9 with the 3 3-pointers. Mike May kind of struggling a little bit from the field. He's 1 for 8 from the field. Has 5 points. You want to see a little bit more of that. I think they did a good job with Matt Peel. He's a guy that doesn't get a lot of offensive attention, but can score. If you leave him alone, he's going to be able to score. And a couple times curling under the basket, they left him alone, and he was able to make some shots.
Right.
Same thing, that huge boost in that first half. 5 points from Lance Stone, who's not a huge scorer. He's in there for his defensive work, for his rebounding. 5 points is a big bonus for Sun Valley. And, you know, the same token.
And it's the spread.
Yeah, and it's the same token. You talk about Gardler staying open. You don't want to keep him open. You want to do this. You can't leave Marvin Freeman open, especially in the corner. He'll kill you all day from that corner.
Yep.
Hit 2 3-pointers in that first half.
Yep. Yep.
Winner of this game takes on either Chester or Academy Park.
Right now, Chester's winning. At the end of the first quarter, is 15-9 Chester.
Oh, well, you know, Academy Park, don't sell them short.
No. It's only a 6-point game. It doesn't mean anything.
That is true. I'll point out that they've lost their 2 games to them by somewhere around 30 points each.
Yeah, well.
So I would think it would qualify as quite a surprise if Academy Park were to come back in that game. But, you know, Del Valdez, you never know. The Academy Park has succeeded against Chester, not this year, but twice in the last 4 years they've beaten them.
They have not won at Chester Academy Park since 1994, and that's the year they went to the state final, so did Chester that year. But anyway, so Matt, real quick, congrats to Upper Darby boys last night. What a win. Now they got to play Plymouth White Marsh.
But they're in the States. It wasn't pretty, is the diplomatic way to say it, but, you know, they execute late, kind of a ragged game. Great defensive effort in that game from Jalen Trent, even though he fouled out, and Kymir Roper. I know Mamadou Toure is the hero by hitting the shot with 1.2 seconds left, but really for me, the story before that shot is Kymir Roper. Dunningtown West has a bunch of tall guys, a 6'10 guy, 6'7. Kymir Roper's a generous 6'5, but really outmuscled them down low. Great effort from him, and they're going to states. They'll be Delco's only 6A representative in the state tournament.
Well, listen, we're going to be working this weekend. I assume you will be too.
Be somewhere.
All right. Well, if you're the same game we'll probably do the winner of this game and the Chester game. But we'll see. We'll have to call it tomorrow.
Well,
but if we see you there,
let's say Academy Park wins that game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that. I want to drive. I want to go back. I want to be accepted at the clip joint again.
So right.
I'm
we
not going to say
joint,
it.
But the Clippers got to bring it. When they bring it, they're nasty. You've seen it before.
True.
But anyway, real quick, it, whoever wins here tonight, if Academy Park wins, it'll be either at Marple, Newtown, or it'll be because they have the higher seed, or
Sun
Valley.
We'll make decisions. But if we see you there, we'll bring you back for halftime again.
See it. I'd plan on being at Chester.
Okay.
Right. Matthew DeGeorge.
We appreciate you coming by, and we, of course, publish just about everything you write on High School Basketball for Boys. So, okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes for the beginning of the second half. Thanks. Let's thank all our sponsors, and stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Sports Legends of Delaware County, Delco Sports History on display in Radnor. Admission is free. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Now back to the second half with Dave Birdman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, and Pete Fulginetti.
Getting ready for the third quarter, Dave Birdman and the gang, DelcoHoops.com, the District 1 5A opening round, 26-22, four-point lead here.
Bonner Prendy versus Carroll. 2 minutes left. 44, Bonner Prendy, 42, Carroll.
Ooh, what a run by Carroll.
Four-point lead for Sun Valley. And Marple Newtown did make the states. We'll get to that in a moment.
A couple stat lines. Marple left first half shot 8 for 25, Peter. 32%. Only 4 for 11 from three-point land. Sun Valley 9 for 17, over 53%. 2 for 5 from three-point land. Shots in the paint. Sun Valley owned the paint. I think Marple comes in halftime saying, we've got to keep them away from the rim. And I think Marple's game of driving and using those flare screens is going to work for some three-pointers.
What's really helped Marple, Dave and Mark, is that there were 7 turnovers by Sun Valley, only 2 by Marple. So even though they're down 4 points, that kept them in the game.
Well, it looks like the winner of this game will go to Chester on Saturday. Chester's just blowing that game open, 40-17 at halftime over Academy Park. Down low, Paoletti, turnaround jumper, no good. D'Angelo, the rebound, Sun Valley, just underway, third quarter. Ahead of the pack, Kennan underneath the basket, layup high off the glass, 4-2.
Transition.
Oh, and these Sun Valley boys, a lot of them with Chester roots, love to play the Clippers. All right, but Marple Newtown has a lot to say about that. Very tough team. Paoletti, right wing corner, knocked out of bounds. Good job by Lance Stone. Marple Newtown did qualify for the state tournament, we found out. It's not in the archives, though. But your buddy here, 1994 Quad A.
Jim Ross, he's cagey. He's a veteran. He knows the game at Marple.
And they lost a heartbreaker first round to Central York.
Yes.
4A, right? Yeah, 4A. And a foul, offensive foul off the ball on Marple Newtown, the Tigers.
Paoletti. What's that on him, Dave?
Paoletti number 2, I have.
Uh-oh. Jimmy just said 3. Is that?
I have 2. 3 on Paoletti.
Oh, boy.
He stays in the game. 7:18 to go. Third quarter. Sun Valley up now by 6. 28-22. Freeman between the circles. Freeman driving. Gets it top of the key. Over to the right side to Kennan. Now top of the key. D'Angelo for 3. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Gardler. Junior Tommy Gardler, grandson of the great Buddy Gardler. Everybody knows Buddy in the basketball circles in southeastern PA. Marple Newtown back. Right block, Paoletti. Can't afford another foul either. Foul line, Peel. Left side, driving Smith.
Nice.
Good, and a foul. Michael Smith, 6'4", senior for 2.
Attack the 10, young man. Game is simple, huh?
You sound like Bill Rafferty.
I love it. But that helps, right?
Yep.
attack the rim that hard.
And I do appreciate you, Mark, doing this game. Your girls advance to the District 1-5A second round. That's Radnor girls. Awesome job. But anyway, back to the game here. I know you're very, very, very humble.
You're a sweet man.
Four-point lead. Sun Valley in and out. Misses it. A lot of shots like that for Marple Newtown here tonight.
Yep.
So it's still a four-point lead. Sun Valley right to left. Six and a half to go, third quarter. D'Angelo to the basket. Foul. Takes it to the rack. Let's see who the foul is going to be on. Okay, number one is a big, strong kid, Aziz Kamasi. Looks like could be a football player.
He is.
Like we said, if Sun Valley keeps taking it right to the rim, right to the basket like that, they're going to be in the foul line all night long.
And D'Angelo is like Mike May, hardly ever misses a
foul. Plus, they're getting Marple in foul trouble.
I mean, just nothing but net.
Right, if Marple ends up in foul trouble and Roy can't seal off the key, this is going to be ugly fast.
I bet Coach Spracco tries a zone here soon. Just a couple of possessions. See if he can pack it in and stop that penetration.
Yeah, makes both foul shots.
Beautiful.
That was
beautiful form. 6'2". Yeah, junior. Vinny D'Angelo. Six-point lead again. Sun Valley keeping Marple Newtown at bay. Marple, that's a walk. Shuffled his feet. Gardner.
Yep.
Credit some good defense there. By Sun Valley.
That's the kind of turnover that the Tigers cannot afford.
That's only their fourth turnover of the night.
Shire Brown-Marks, 5'10", senior, comes back with the ball. They weave it around D'Angelo to Kennan, right of the key. Kennan dribbles out, dribbles in. No, but a foul.
Where'd he go, Dave? Dave, where'd he go? Do you want to guess? Where'd he go in that play? Guess.
He went to the rack.
You're either going to get two or you get fouled. You may as well keep doing it.
You guys are getting the hang of this. This is easy.
I would drive every time down because Marple can't stop it.
6:02 to go, third. Chester leading 40-17 at halftime. A couple of weeks ago, we did their game on Delco Hoops. Final regular season game, free throw, no good. Chester scored 107 points against Chichester. If you can get a Chichester
score. And Chichester scored 75, right?
Yeah. Chai plays it. Slow it down. Tony Chapman, Holy Ghost tonight.
Hedgehog plays that score 75 points defense. And lose.
Chester had 60 at halftime.
Defense optional?
It's like an all-star game.
Yeah.
Defense is optional then, yes.
Second foul shot good by Kennan. Isaac Kennan, he's a junior. Seven-point lead, Sun Valley. They do have experience in the postseason. Several of these Sun Valley players, very young freshmen, in Octorera a couple years ago. Stop, and there's your pop and a hit. Man, he is nasty. Tommy Gardner with 11. His dad, Chris, one of the greatest ever, right?
Yep.
Assistant coach for Marple. 5:35 to go. Third quarter. Five-point lead. Marple Newtown. Kennan, left side, Freeman. Freeman spins, getting it out now to Brown Marks. Very savvy point guard. Looks to penetrate again. Loses the ball in the lane.
Good help.
Left of the key, Freeman. Floater is partially blocked. There's my man Lance Stone underneath. Love the work he does. Shot is blocked and out of bounds. Got to really appreciate Lance keeping that baby alive. Checking back into the game for Marple Newtown is Min Tran. And coming out is Kamasi. 5:10 to go, third quarter. Five-point lead, Sun Valley, and they have the
ball. They go much smaller now. Tran for Kamasi.
Kennan
stole
it away.
Yep.
Well done.
By Tommy Gardner. Sister or senior on Cardinal O'Hara girls team in the Catholic League Championship game Monday night against Newman Goretti. Peel. They weave it around. Peel left of the key. Down low. In the lane. Smith. Uh-oh. Tran open. Three ball straight away. Back of the rim. No good. There is a rebound going all the way to the basket. D'Angelo knocks it away from behind. Looked like it was going to be an uncontested layup there by Matt Peel of Marple Newtown. But D'Angelo never gave up on the play. Knocks it out of bounds. Still Marple Newtown ball. And here's Dom Valente, the 5'10 scrappy sophomore, back in for Sun Valley.
And still a second chance for Marple. The leading scorer, Mike May, 15 points a game. Only has three tonight, Michael. David.
Gardler. Ball deflected away by D'Angelo. Here comes Vinny, the steal. Right side to, he's going to fire the three ball. Valente, it's short. He made a big three-point shot.
I don't understand why you do that when you're leading by five.
Coach Maloney not happy, but you know what? He's a young kid, only a sophomore, and he's exuberant. Here's another steal. D'Angelo steals it away, takes it all the way to the rack, laying up it in.
Wrong play.
Wow.
His stock continues to rise. Sun Valley, Vinny D'Angelo, the junior with 10 points. Seven-point lead again for Sun Valley.
He's playing this game like roller derby. Go ahead.
Two straight turnovers, two steals by D'Angelo, and took a lot of contact down there. Coach Maloney won an N1, probably deserved it.
Got our timeout, Sean Spratz and Marple Newtown. 4:03 to go in the third quarter. We're at Sun Valley High School in Aston, the D1 5A tournament, the first round on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to Sun Valley High School. Dave Berman and the gang. 4:03 to go, third quarter, 33-26, seven-point lead for Sun Valley. Lots of other games going on here tonight. District 1 5A tournament. It'll go from 16, and then 8 will survive and continue their season. We've got Chichester Holy Ghost. If you guys have any scores on that, let me know. Great Valley, Potts Grove, Wissahickon, Strathaven, up at Wissahickon and Ambler. Chester was blown out Academy Park at halftime by 23. And we've got Bishop Shanahan, Westchester East. So I really... Mark, here we go. Back to the action. Marple Newtown with the ball.
Hey, Letty back in.
Pass underneath. I tell you what, they have quick hands. Last touch by Marple Newtown. Oh. And the ball with Sun Valley. 7-point lead. 3:56 to go. Third quarter. Here we go.
And again, May passed that shot up. It was a 15-foot jump shot. He's made a million of them in his life. And he passed it up for a dump down. And tough call against Marple.
Brown Morris coming back. Out to Freeman for three. Short. I would have given them a 10-point lead.
I don't have a time, but Bonner's still up by three.
Marvin just missed.
Oh, there's a foul.
We'll get a final score here at the Philadelphia Catholic League semifinals. Two Delco teams going at it. Free throw shot. May no good. May gets the long rebound left wing corner. Down low. Paoletti spins. Ball knocked out of bounds. And they say that Paoletti lost it. And Sun Valley will take over.
Final, Bonner Prendy 48, Carroll 45.
Bonner back in the championship game of the Catholic League. First time in a long time. Second game coming up. And it'll be St. Joe's Prep against Roman Catholic. D'Angelo loses the ball, picks it back up. Somebody should be wide open. It's Kennan for three. No good. Hustling for that rebound. Freeman can't get it. Here's Marple Newtown back trailing by seven. May short with the three ball. He's had a rough night. And the rebound is taken by, here he comes, Brown Mars. Isaac Kennan layup. Oh. No good follow. Yes! By Marvin Freeman. Marvin with 12.
Things come at you in waves. They keep coming transition. They push the ball and attack the 10. And again, Marple in transition stopped for a three. Missed it. And they got two layups and made one, Dave.
9-point lead. Jimmy Dennis in the house scouting the game for Chester High. Longtime assistant coach and great player for the Clippers. Jumper way off from the right side by Marple Newtown, but they get the offensive rebound. Gardler follows, foul line, no good. Paoletti, offensive rebound, off the glass, no good. Paoletti again, no but a foul. Finally, they're saying the Marple fans, finally we get a call here.
Although I got to tell you, you got three shots to make it, and you still can't make it in and settle for the foul. You got a problem when you're down by 9 points.
They did get four shots that day. That's the good news. And yep. Three of them were in the paint, which is nice.
Nine-point lead here for Sun Valley. 2:12 to go, third quarter, and let's see if Paoletti can make some free throws. This is another one.
I mean, without oversimplifying this, Sun Valley this quarter is over 4 from three-point land, yet they have four layups, you know, inside of 3 feet, and Marple keeps selling for that outside shot. We'll see if Marple can put some pressure on them, either full court, half court, maybe a trap here or there, just to get them out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Paoletti again. Misses both. Boy, they have missed a lot of foul shots and shots tonight, Marple Newtown. They're down by 9. 2:08 to go. Third quarter, Sun Valley with the ball, trying to get their first playoff win in many, many years. Coach Maloney would know what that is. I try to find it, but I can't. Driving left side underneath the basket, Stone, and it's going to be a tie-up, I believe. Possession arrow stays with the Vanguard. 1:53 to go in the third.
Good help defense there by Marple. Didn't let him get to the rim that time.
Kennan under his offensive basket, left wing corner to Brown Morris. Between the circles. Driving is Brown Morris to the basket. No, but a foul. He just puts his head down, drives to the basket. And I tell you what, I don't know why they're not trying to take charges.
Well, the charge is one thing, but the coaching staff showing it was a right-hand drive, and I call that a straight-line drive. In any sport, in lacrosse or in soccer or ice hockey, the guy goes in a straight line to the net or to the rim. It's a bad thing. Defensively, it's just no-braino. And, you know, Marple's not doing a good enough job defensively. Plain
and
simple.
No, and as Pete's pointing out, they're either scoring or they're getting fouled. One of the two.
Brown Morris shooting two. First, good. So here, Brown Morris.
Sun Valley's first 10-point lead of the game, right?
Yes, it is. Biggest lead of the night, 36-26. We're in Aston. Crowd's loving it here. We'll be, looks like, in Chester Saturday night. Free throw again. Up. Good.
5-for-6 the line. Sun Valley 0-for-3 Marple this quarter.
Yeah, well.
Marple's got to hit some threes.
Still plenty of time. 1:35 to go.
Oh, yeah. Got a whole quarter.
And down low, reverse layup is good. The ball actually went in that time. Marple Newtown on that behind the back. Matt Peel, that's a big bucket for them. Well, only 6 points
half
in
court,
this quarter.
Half court trap. Oh, tough call.
I tell you what, that referee out there, he is not one of the favorites for Marple Newtown and their fans.
Yeah. So, well, that was a tough call.
Five team fouls here on Sun Valley. Excuse me, on Marple Newtown in the second half. Just two on Sun Valley. 1:19-18 to go in the third quarter. Brown Morris loses the ball. Picked up. Going to try to take it all the way to the basket. Lay it up and in. Mike May bangs it home.
So now an extended zone. Now it's just a half-court trap. I love it. Coach Spratt mixing it up.
Leads down to 7, 37-30. D'Angelo back to the basket. Layup, yes. Just letting him go to the hole.
They try to stop him. He's just too good.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what it is.
He's too quick.
9-point lead.
Oh.
D'Angelo with almost another steal. He does it again. What a player he is. He goes to the basket. Oh. Layup is good and a foul. Vinny D'Angelo rising. Oh, he's been a star, but this is his breakout game. Playoff time. Unbelievable. Boy, he reminds me of those Hazleton kids up in Northeast.
If there's an MVP at this game so far, he's it, man.
And that was his third steal of the game. He stole it. He ran out, and then he attacked the rim right away.
And then he bowled over a kid coming down here on another scoring play.
Well, bad news from Marple. They're down by 11, and D'Angelo's at the line. Worst news, they have 16 fouls. Now every time they foul for the next 8 minutes and 35 seconds.
What I like about him also is as fast as he's going, he's always under control.
Up. Perfect at the foul line.
What's his total points, Dave?
I have him for, in this quarter, 9, 15 for the game. 12-point lead Sun Valley over Marple Newtown. 25 seconds ago in the third. Your Sun Valley, you don't want to get too cocky. Play with a swagger. Don't get it out of control now. Marple can come back in a hurry with those three-pointers. Right wing corner, Peel, looking down low. D'Angelo almost with another steal and a push from behind. They're going to call it on Stone. Lance is not happy about that. Only the third team foul on the Vanguards here in the second half. Min Tran, 5'9 senior, back in for the Tigers. Taking a break is Michael Smith. 7 seconds to go. Third quarter, Valente checking in for Sun Valley. Chester and Sun Valley, if it is going to be that, they've met before, and I was there back in 88. And D'Angelo playing unbelievable defense. Just an all-around player. NBA 3 at the buzzer. No good by Mike May. We go to the fourth quarter, and Marple Newtown has a lot of work to do. Sun Valley 42 and Marple Newtown 30 on DelcoHoops.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging. as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Aston, rocking and rolling here tonight. Sun Valley leading 42-30, the opening round of the District 1, Southeastern PA. 5A boys basketball tournament. You got to win to keep your season alive, and Marple is 8 minutes away from seeing their season end. Pete Fulgenetti.
Well, what I think the main reason here that Sun Valley's ahead by 12 is they've what we've been saying, they're taking the ball right to the basket. They're challenging Marple, and they're either getting fouled or they're making their shot. And I see no reason why they'll stop doing that in quarter number four.
Marple that quarter, 4 for 12, Sun Valley 5 for 11. Both teams 0 for 4 from the three-point line. Marple relies on that much more. From the foul line tonight, 12 to 2, Sun Valley advantage.
Sun Valley has three fouls to give, too. Marple with the ball, top of the key. Gardler, no good, almost a four-point play. Just missed that three ball. Fouled. He'll go to the line, shooting three. Personal is on Kennan.
Great setup by Coach Spratt. They called that play out of the
huddle.
That's
the kind of play, Dave and Mark, that's the kind of play they need in this fourth quarter. Because if they can hit two or three of those threes, this lead could shrink real quick.
And they've really struggled at the line, too, man. There's another miss. Unbelievable.
He's a very good foul shooter.
The coaches are right next to us, and they're like burying their heads in the hand at this stage of the game.
So two Warple, more free throws for Gardner.
Warple's now 2 for 9 for the game.
At the foul line. Oy.
There he goes.
He makes that one.
That was a reverse jinx. Look for a half-court trap again by Marple. They're going to put some pressure on here. They're down by 11. A lot of time left. I always say they're not going to win the game with 42 points, David. Sun Valley's at 42. They're not going to win the game with 42 points. So you have plenty of time, but you got to turn them over a little bit.
Yeah, they got to create turnovers. You're right, Mark.
All right, Pete. 7:45 to go. 10-point game, fourth quarter. Half-court trap here, Mark.
2-2-1.
Let's see how they hit. And the ball is stolen away, but D'Angelo's everywhere. He's got a man wide open. It's Freeman. Drive. Good enough. Foul. Marvin Freeman again. D'Angelo. Unbelievable awareness. He's the type of kid that, you know, other schools around here have been looking at over the years. And it's great he's staying with his hometown team.
And he was fouled, too.
Yeah. 12-point lead. Sun Valley still 7:32 to go in the game.
He passed it to Freeman, and Freeman kind of kicked his legs out to draw that foul with his legs. It was a crafty play by Freeman to get the N1. And D'Angelo's hands are very strong. That loose ball could have went to a couple different kids. D'Angelo said, "Can I have that ball, please?" and just ripped it out of his hands.
D'Angelo is such a smart player.
He makes the foul shot, does Marvin. 15 for him. And I tell you what, it's a 13-point lead for Sun Valley. Jumper from the left side is good by Michael Smith. You got to start somewhere if you're the Tigers of Marple Newtown. Paoletti ready to check back into the game.
Looks like straight man.
Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sun Valley 45, Marple Newtown 34. Drive into the lane, Brown Marsh shot blocked out of bounds. Paoletti will check in now. 17 fouls on Marple and 4 on the Vanguard.
On that play there, he put his head down and just drove right to the rim, Brown Marsh. I mean, someone should step in and try to get charged there. And they kick it out for a three.
Underneath, D'Angelo lays it up and in.
Wow, he's everywhere.
Well, 17 for Vinny.
Poor defense.
6'2 junior. Think of all these young kids coming back for Sun Valley next year. Up by 13. Boy, I tell you what, this is a tremendous performance by this squad. Can Marple fight back? Can they hit threes? Can they start playing better defense? They can't force anything. You still got plenty of time. Down by 13, though, now. But with the way they can shoot threes, you never know. Driving is Paoletti. Floats. Good. Jumps. And hits the short
shot.
Well,
that's the zone for Paoletti, but I don't know if they're going to be able to keep that up for any length of time. They got to drop those threes in, and they weren't even looking for a three on that run.
The glue to this Sun Valley team is no doubt D'Angelo. Had a quick foul, remember? And then it stayed out. I don't think he's committed another one since.
Marple's only got 1-3-1 now.
You don't want to do this. That's not. Then he calls a foul again.
That's not a good call. No good. Weak call. He lost the ball. Wow. He lost the ball before he went up.
I just know one thing. Yeah. It's a foul on Marble Newtown, and this certain referee boy, nice guy, one of the best I've seen over the years, but man, he's at a Marple's not happy with him and the fans. Free throw up, back of the rim, no good. It was 1-1, so there's 2 points they don't get now. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter, Marple Newtown coming back. If they hit a three ball here, like they could, because that's a wide open three ball by Tommy Garber, and he drains it, and we'll take a timeout. The District 1 5A opening round. It's now, the lead is down to, should be what, six
eight,
points?
Eight.
No, it's eight.
On DelcoHoops.com.
It's eight.
Sports Legends Museum of Delaware County is pleased to announce their commemoration of the 100th birthday of Delco's greatest baseball player, Mickey Vernon. The museum will commemorate his centennial year by offering 12 video clips and 12 sports cards, one each month starting in January, on their website. Simply click on their ad on our homepage or go to sportslegendsofdelawarecounty.com. For more information, call 610-909-4919.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Tommy Gardler, three ball, makes it an 8-point lead for Sun Valley. He plays for Marple Newtown, obviously. 5:49 to go, but it's better than being down by 13 points, Mark, and it's a Sun Valley ball.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to say that Sun Valley's not going to win this game at 47 points. Marple's going to extend their pressure full court. They're going to pull them in the foul line eventually. It's going to come down to a lot of foul shots. I think Marple, like you said, is relentless. They're not going to give up. They're going to keep on fighting. But Sun Valley's pretty steady. If the ball's in D'Angelo's hands, I love their chances.
Kennan inbounds it in the backcourt to Brown Mars. They're all over him. He's in trouble. It's going to be a travel, I think. Oh, they get the timeout just in time. Sun Valley, 5:44 to go in the fourth quarter. And a lot of these Marble Newtown fans are shaking their heads at the officiating. I'm just telling you what they're doing. Sun Valley people are very thrilled. And, Mark, you want to keep it right here? Yeah.
I mean, I was saying that Marple did extend their pressure full court. And on that play, Brown Morris went right into that trap. We call that a back trap. He crossed the half court near the sideline. And it was almost a triple team, Mike. They triple teamed him. He probably did slide his foot. Coach Maloney heads up, called timeout to get out of that. But I think Marple's going to start trapping all over the place. A lot of time, Pete. 5:44, long time to go. This game's going to end up in the mid or high 50s. But Marple's got to play almost flawless here on out.
Well,
they got to value
say.
Every possession. And I like the three ball, and that's their bread and butter. But I wouldn't give up going to the rim. They have a couple backdoor layups, too. So they can't let that go entirely. Yeah. But guess what? It's going to be a long 5:44, so hopefully
you don't need all threes here. You still have 5 minutes. If you can get a lot of twos, you can catch up real quick, too.
Ball side out here, Dave. It's half. It's on the sideline. It should be a half-court trap. We have to always throw a 1-3-1 half-court trap on the sideline. We'll see what Coach Brack comes up with.
We're in Aston. Sun Valley High School. Home game for them. Do or die. They lead by 8. D'Angelo is the man you want with the ball. Hardly ever makes a mistake. He's just so savvy. And now out high to Brown Mars, and he gets it away just in time. Valente, near side. He's only a sophomore. Driving to the basket, left side, lays it up, no good. D'Angelo again. He is the greatest.
That's crazy.
He is absolutely an unbelievable player. Boy, driving, Freeman, Glass, good.
Boy, that was all Sun Valley, and they did the 8-time. They kept the ball, and they got the 2 points.
Second chance points. We always say it determines a lot of playoff games. That was D'Angelo having a nose to the ball, rebounding, second chance point.
Brings back a lot of memories for me watching him play that style of basketball. Ball on the near side, save from going out of bounds. Marple Newtown keeping the play alive, and there's a bad throw. Knocked away. Paoletti trying to get it from behind. There's a turnover. D'Angelo tries. He's everywhere. His arms are everywhere. He almost got a steal there, D'Angelo, without committing a foul. It's Gardler coming back, and there is a foul, and there is the Bronx cheer from the Marple Newtown fans. Foul on Sun Valley. It's on Kennan. Third.
Has D'Angelo come out at all this game?
Excuse me?
Has D'Angelo
started? Oh, absolutely not. And he'll play the whole game.
That's great.
Northeastern PA type ball play. But we'll, I tell you, underneath the basket. There's a give and go, no, but a foul. You got to drain that shot. Got to make that shot. Smith, but he missed it, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line. Now you got to make foul shots. 4:34 to go. Fourth quarter. District 1 5A tournament. Winner probably going to play Chester. We haven't had any score updates in a long time. 10-point lead for Sun Valley.
Mike Mays had a tough night for Marple, but that was a great little drive and dish.
Smith made that one. Lance Stone back into the game.
And I can confirm Lance Stone does work out. You walk by me. Yes. Not quite like you, David, but he is chiseled.
I'm just I grind it out. I mean, you know, just my game is, you know, just a body.
You're a grinder.
All body. Grind it out. Two free throws made by Smith. There's the full court pressure.
Oh, I got
There's
it.
A steal and a good pass underneath Gardler. Lays it up and in. The lead is down to 6. 49-43. Almost
two,
a steal on the backcourt. They better hurry up and get it across the timeline. They do to Freeman. Freeman's got to relax a little bit. Marvin's got, he went out of control.
No.
And gets away with it. Oh, wow.
And you know what?
Wow.
I think that's a good call.
4:02 to go. Foul Marple Newtown. Coach Spratt. The boos. And this is getting hot and heated in here. Marple Newtown fans absolutely livid. 19 fouls on them. 6-point lead. And Freeman at the line. 2 shots.
Marple had a couple good traps in the backcourt there. Great strong
Mark,
traps.
Mark, I thought the Marple player had position under the
it
board there.
It was close.
There.
He kind of slid.
Yeah, I don't like that call. I think that was an offensive charge.
It's either way, but Freeman's very crafty.
It was very close.
Freeman jumps and kind of angles his body. So I think that wasn't the worst call in the world.
And foul shot's huge. Clutcher. Got to get by to be clutch if you're Freeman. Misses it. And if Sun Valley commits a foul, Marple Newtown, the Tigers,
and now
will be shooting.
Stop the clock in the last 4 minutes. This is going to be a long 4 minutes, gentlemen.
Yeah, well.
That trap is absolutely hurting Sun Valley.
Makes that one. Freeman with 6 in the quarter. The 6'4 junior for Sun Valley. The lead is 7. Marple comes back. Mike May guarded by D'Angelo. He makes everybody else on his team, D'Angelo, a better player. Larry Burdish driving to the basket. Layup, no good. Offensive rebound, good. And what a foul. They're not going to get it. Man, they are livid. Paoletti with the follow. Looked like he got hacked. Oh, my goodness. 5-point lead.
A lot of dribbling.
Morris in the backcourt. Ahead of the pack. Stone lays it up and in. Lance Stone. In the right spot.
And a great pass by Brown Morris.
Yeah.
Great court vision.
Good eye. He just snuck away and nobody picked him up.
His head's down a lot, Brown Morris, and his traps are bothering me a little bit.
7-point lead, Sun Valley. 3:20 to go in quarter number 4. May looks to drive. Actually, Gardler, excuse me. And D'Angelo, long arms. Everyone almost deflects the ball away again. He's like, you almost think he could play 1-on-5 out there the way
he's
playing.
Well, he's defending May very, very well today.
And we got a foul off the ball, so 1-1 here for Marple Newtown. And the Sun Valley fans not happy with that call. 3:04 to go. Time. Do they have time, Marple Newtown?
Oh, they have plenty of time. 3 minutes is an eternity. But back to D'Angelo, he has muffled May, the leading scorer of Marple, and really has been the factor on both ends of the floor. Crazy enough. The trap's coming up now. There's no doubt about it. Again, I would stay close with D'Angelo and pressure Brown Morris. They almost double-teamed both guys, which left Stone open last time.
Free throw is good by Peel. But going back to his roots, even though he was born in this area, mom and dad, and Vinny D'Angelo from Hazleton, he plays like kids I've seen over the years against Chester. The Chris Longs, the Terry Kringies, the Sal Biasi. Misses the second. Does Peel, and the rebound, Sun Valley, D'Angelo coming back.
I double him. Get it out of his hands. Double him. Get it out of his hands.
Freeman, not the shot you want to take. Misses it, but Stone, the rebound, and Lance is fouled.
That was a foul, but I don't understand the three-point shot. Why would you do it that quickly? At least take 30 seconds off the clock.
No one does. That's great, Mike. I don't know. But again, in fairness, and we mentioned this at the start of the game, these teams haven't been here a lot, and they've been on for 10 days. And when you're not in your element, and you're not in Chester boys every year in this kind of game.
Right.
So they know how to grind out and grind out a 6-point lead late in the game.
Ooh.
Lance misses the first. 2:50 to go, fourth quarter. 6-point lead in favor of Sun Valley, and Stone's got to make his foul shot.
And it's fair to say it's uncharted territory for both teams. Some guys not used to playing with the lead in the playoff game.
Nope, got it.
And Marble's not used to being behind 6-7 points in a playoff game. And it makes it fun to watch.
Coach Maloney telling his guys, just get back. So Marple Newtown coming back down by 7. It's Peel. I know he can shoot, too. It's Gardler. Stops, fires, partially blocked. Offensive rebound is put in there by Michael Smith. Here comes
double.
D'Angelo. They're trying to triple-team him, and he just is, oh, he gets the ball out high. It's a coach on the floor, and then a steal.
Crush. They got it.
Offensive foul after the ball was stolen away, so it's going to be a foul. Is he going to be shooting?
Mark, that's what you said they had to be doing in the third quarter, but they weren't doing it.
It took 30 minutes to take a charge and step in on somebody.
Yeah, that's, that's all they had to do.
And it's got to be your second nature to do it.
Because you know he's going to drive, so step in there.
But guess what? Down 5 with the ball, 220, lots of time. They're not going to win this game with 53 points. Long way to go, David.
5-point lead, Sun Valley, the Vanguard.
They need a good possession here. It could be 2 or 3.
We're here in Aston. Looks like a late arriving crowd, too, because that's pretty much full in their one section.
Yeah, well, they only have half the stadium. We're sitting on the other side, but they don't open the stands on this side. So it probably holds about 300, 320 people or so.
If you win this game tonight, you go to the quarterfinals. And then
automatic playback.
Yeah, yeah. Then you still have to win at least one more game.
Coach Maloney has some cooking pressure up here. Man to man. Nope, now they're dropping off.
So that's why this game is so huge. You lose tonight, it's
you're
over.
Done, yep.
2.
Here we go.
18 to go. Left to right, Marple Newtown. Fourth quarter down by 5. They weave it around. I tell you, if I'm Marple, try to go inside and draw a foul. Gardler. He gets it to May. Looked like a foul from here. Known call. Offensive rebound.
Second chance points.
Dale Eddy. 6 for him in the quarter. 10 for the game. 3-point lead, Sun Valley. That's almost a backcourt. Gets it across the timeline. D'Angelo. Ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. And now the
I thought that was a backcourt.
It was not backcourt. You need both feet and the
ball.
Oh,
okay. All right.
You need both feet and the ball over half court. It was not both feet. 1 foot was over half court. Long way to go, Dave. 149. A lot of trapping going to come up here.
Paoletti with 7 offensive rebounds.
And that's a big one, yep.
3-point lead, Sun Valley into the backcourt, D'Angelo. That's the guy you do not want to foul if you're Marple Newton.
That's correct.
But plenty of time. D'Angelo dribbles the ball around. Now between the circles, Kennan. Kennan almost a steal. Ball is deflected. D'Angelo picks it up, takes it to the basket. Layup, got it. Beautiful touch.
Left-hand layup, have that.
Mr. Clutch.
He is fantastic. Right.
Vinny D'Angelo with 19. 5-point lead again in favor of Sun Valley. 1:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Peel between the circles. Pick is set. Peel driving up. No good. Rebound. Stone of Sun Valley. And a timeout called by Sun Valley. We'll take a break. 1:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Now Sun Valley looks like they're in control. Up by 5, 55-50. The District 1 playoffs on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, so we have some scores here. Back to the action. It's Holy Ghost Prep leading Chichester 31-28. I think it's in the third quarter, but who knows with that team, the way they keep it down low.
Great Valley's up 29-25 late in the third quarter.
Some great games. District 1 boys, 5A tournament. You lose, you're done. Chester, last we heard, up by 23 at halftime over Academy Park. They will take on the winner of this game. Right now, Sun Valley, I want to say in control, but who knows. 5-point lead and the ball. In the backcourt, Kennan, 55-50, Vanguards, trying to win their first postseason game in many, many years. A lot of press here tonight, including us. Gets it into Brown Marks. And now Tran's going to play up on him.
Yeah, trap him.
And it's going to be a bump foul by Tran.
I think they have to try to extend the game that way. So just foul him a little bit. Hope to make one out of two. Pete, Mark, if you get two or three back, you win that.
I would have fouled him 5 seconds earlier.
Probably. I think Coach Pratt wanted the foul earlier.
Every second is so important.
So at the line, shooting two, is Shahir Brown-Mars, 5'10 senior of Sun Valley. And that is no good. Again, leaves the door open. Paoletti and Gardler back in for Marble Newtown. Mike Tanzi, a freshman, checking in for Marple Newtown, now checking out. Wissahickon by, what, 18 over Strathaven. Oh, yeah. So that'll be the end of Strathaven, their season. At least they made the tournament, the district tournament. Another free throw. Up, got it. 6-point lead, Sun Valley. 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. They look for three. It's May from the right side. Forces it. No good. Freeman the rebound. Freeman and Morris is fouled in the backcourt by Peel. Now with 53 seconds to go. Looking real good here for Sun Valley to advance to the quarterfinals of the District 1 tournament. They would play Chester at Chester, and they met, ironically, the only time they met in the postseason 30 years ago.
Wow.
1988 District 1 4A quarterfinals.
When none of these kids were alive.
That's right. Oh, as Mike alive. Says, their parents weren't even out.
A lot of the parents. A lot of the parents. Remember that one. Free throw is good here by Brown Mars.
Tough game Mike made tonight. Had a great, great season, great career. 2 for 14 from the field.
Mm. Chester won that game 85-58, by the way.
Well done, David.
Free throw up. No good. 7-point lead for Marple Newtown, 51 seconds. It's for Sun Valley over Marple Newtown. Marple Newtown, again, down by 7. They need three balls badly now. And the reverse layup underneath is good by Michael Smith. And he's had a big fourth quarter, but it might be too little too late. 42 seconds to go. Smith for Marple with a total of 8 in the quarter. 5-point lead, though. It's still manageable here. Sun Valley up by 5 over Marple. 42 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Back in a moment on DelcoHoops.com.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Dave Berman back with you, 42.2 seconds to go. It's Sun Valley with the ball. We're in the fourth quarter. Sun Valley, the Vanguards, lead by 5, 57-52. In the backcourt, Kennan to inbound.
And they probably should just double-team D'Angelo, and they are.
And in the backcourt, fouled is Shahir Brown Mars. Basically, you make foul shots, you win the game. Pete?
I like that strategy, Mark and Dave, because right now your opponent is not only the Vanguards, but it's the clock. You've got to keep stopping that clock, hoping they miss their foul shots, come down and hit a couple of baskets, and this is still a winnable game for Marple.
Easiest shot to make, right? The free throw. Good. By Shahir Brown Mars.
This will be his
10th. Nice job as floor leader.
This will be his 10th foul shot attempt of the night.
6-point lead, Sun Valley. 41.1 seconds to go, regulation.
6 for 9.
The big play right here. Big shot, I mean. Up and got it.
Nothing but net.
7-point lead, Sun Valley. I wonder if the fans, if they win, will storm the court. There's a long three ball. May, no good. Offensive rebound. Paoletti battling with Lance Stone. And they call a loose ball foul on Lance. So Paoletti to the line, 1-1. But when I go back to the gym, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Lance is really. It's funny. At the gym, in the pickup games, he likes to shoot from the outside.
Oh, good Lord.
So, but he's like a forward, pretty much. 6-1 forward.
Put together. Almost as, not quite as good as Paoletti, though. Paoletti's chiseled.
Yeah. Lance only a junior.
Give him another year, man.
Paoletti has 8 offensive rebounds.
He's been a man.
He makes this one. Still 32.3 seconds to go. Paoletti, the Delaware football recruits, all-time leading passer.
They're going to sub out for Paletti.
History of Delaware
Stop the
County
clock,
football.
Set the press.
Misses it.
Down. Take it.
Freeman the rebound to Morris.
Stolen.
And a steal by Marple Newtown. They're down by six. They drive. Shot is blocked underneath. Paletti follows. No. And Paletti is called for a foul.
Oh, no. What?
No way.
What is this call? Ay, ay, ay.
Foul on
all that contact.
They call it a hold of holding his jersey?
It wasn't on Paletti, was it?
No. 33, I thought.
They call the foul on Marple Newtown's Michael Smith. Loose ball foul. Man, okay, they make that shot 21 seconds ago. You're down.
A lot of contact down there. I can't believe they didn't. Then they call the first contact.
It's going to be two shots.
Why is this shooting foul?
They're 10, double bonus.
Yeah, but why did it shoot?
Fisher got multiple fouls.
So, 6-point lead, Sun Valley, yeah, trying to win their first playoff game in years. Freeman makes that one. 7-point lead for the Vanguards. Got Matthew DeGeorge here from the Delco Times. And Josh Verlin from City Basketball of Love. Tremendous
David,
coverage.
This will be their 21st foul shot attempt of the half.
In and out. So Marple's going to have to hit a three here. They trail by seven. May got it at a timeout call. Mike May.
That was almost a half-court shot.
15.9 seconds to go. Four-point lead. Still manageable here. We'll keep it here. Mark, your thoughts as we have a 15.9 seconds to go regulation. Sun Valley with the ball, 4-point lead.
Sun Valley's made enough foul shots to keep Marple at arm's length. They've handled the pressure pretty well. They haven't even gotten D'Angelo to the foul line, and they're still holding them at arm's length. 60 points, maybe enough to win. I always think of a number that'll be enough to win the ball game. Marple's going to need a steal here, period. I don't think you can keep going the foul routine. They're going to need a steal.
Can you wait long enough to try to get the steal?
No, it's got to be almost an immediate steal. And you really can't even double-team D'Angelo
now. If you don't steal, then you got a foul.
Now it's going to be pretty much a straight-up face guard, man-to-man press. Try to hope for a bad pass deflection. Get a fast three-up if you get a steal or attack the rim right away. I guess it's still doable. But I'm happy for Mike May. He had a tough game and hit that, what is that, about 25-footer hit right there.
That was brutal.
That was a step, a couple steps inside of half court.
Steph Curry.
It was Steph Curry land. And good for him for knocking one down. But, again, stay with D'Angelo. I'm sure Coach Malloy's are trying to get the ball into D'Angelo. He's almost automatic at the foul line.
Sun Valley has had some issues with the pressure. If they can get through this.
Oh, wide open. They didn't guard D'Angelo.
You don't want to foul. Almost a steal. And D'Angelo gets it into the backcourt up near midcourt. The Freeman was fouled.
Coach Malloy's saying, what are you doing? So D'Angelo is a very smart player and a great kid. For some reason, he passed that ball. If I was talking to him, I'd say, guess what? Hold the ball. They're gonna be slapping your arm in about the next 1 or 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And you'll go to the foul line. But he gave it up. And now Coach Malloy's telling him, why are you doing that? That being said, I'm
surprised on that inbound that D'Angelo was so wide open.
Wide open. I think that was a miscommunication by Marple.
Yes, it was.
Leaving him open.
12.5 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Two big foul shots here for Marvin Freeman, the junior. 4-point lead, Sun Valley. Got it. What a talent he is. He's still a little raw, a little out of control at times, but
Marvin has 10 rebounds in tonight's game. And he has 8 of them on the offensive glass.
I've got him for 20 points.
Oh, excuse me, defensive glass.
Ooh, made both of them. Yep.
16 for 23 from the foul line. It's good enough.
And that might do it.
Yep.
6-point lead. May fires up for three. No good. Rebound Lance Stone to Brown Mars. They're going to dribble out the clock. And Sun Valley is going to win it. What a tremendous win for this program, 62-56 over Marple Newtown. The season over for the Tigers. They end up at 13-10. Sun Valley, best season in many, 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 many years. Many years. Sun Valley improves to 17-6. The last we heard, Chester was winning by 23 at half.
Yeah, we'll check that when we go to break.
We'll check it. We'll come back. And it would be at the clip joint if that's the case. And we will take a break here. The District 1 5A, first round. Sun Valley advances, beating Marple 62-56 on DelcoHoops.com.
Life isn't made for pain. Life is for living. You should be free to run, to jump, to bike, to hike, to work, to play. This is why the experts at Rothman Institute are getting you back in the game. As the official orthopedic partner of the Eagles, Flyers, Phillies, and 76ers. Because big or small, epic or ordinary, you deserve to spend your days truly living. We are Rothman Institute. This is living. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
So Sun Valley is one win away from advancing to their first trip to the PIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament since the great Bob Hamilton days. That was in 1990. Got knocked out AAA first round, 58-45. And
I've got a final for Chester. Chester 71, Academy Park 54.
So it'll be Chester and Sun Valley, and that'll be a quarterfinal game, District 1 5A tournament. A lot of these kids here from Sun Valley know Chester very, very well, as I know. That'll be, I believe, a 7 o'clock start. Saturday night should be a very interesting game. The school's, what, a couple miles apart here. Sun Valley wins it by a score of
56
over Marple Newtown. And the season over for Marple at 13-10. Sun Valley 17-6, our first playoff win in years. We'll have to find out when that was. And I tell you what, I know Bob Hamilton is smiling, the legendary coach of Sun Valley back in the day, because he's very proud of these kids.
Absolutely. It's a good game. Pete, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, if you look at the total turnovers, it was 10 for Sun Valley and 9 for Marple. And the total rebounds, I got Marple with 26 and Sun Valley with 28. So you say, wow, that's really close. The difference in this game is at the foul line. Marple missed quite a few foul shots, and Sun Valley made most of theirs. I think if you go back and look at the difference in the foul shooting points, that's probably the difference in this ball
game. And I have those numbers, Peter. Sun Valley shot 22 for 33, okay. 67%. Marple 8 for 16, 50%.
22-8.
They won,
right?
22-8. They beat that one by 14 points there. Mm-hmm. Marple only outscored them 6 threes. To 2 threes, so they only beat him by 12 points on the 3-point line. I thought Marple felt they had a big advantage of that coming into the game. But how about shooting percentage? For the game, Sun Valley, 19 for 35. They shot 54% for the game. Mm. And I would say, and of their points, 34 points, David, were in the lane. And I would say that game, I would say girls basketball, boys basketball, the game where it comes down to layups and foul shots. Everything else is fantastic, and that goes to March Madness. It goes to any level of basketball, really. And Sun Valley won the battle in the paint. 34 paint points, and they won the battle on the foul line, 22-8. Congratulations, Coach Maloney and the team. Their first playoff win in many, many years. And guess what? They're going to give Chester all they can handle.
The problem, the depth, though. I mean, Chester's going to put that right on. They're going to put that trap right on them. But, great experience no matter
what
happens.
We'll see the pace. Absolutely.
And it guarantees.
Okay, so we are planning on doing the Chester game. I will get in touch with the PIA tomorrow. This is a 7 o'clock game, Dave, as you recall.
7 o'clock,
7 o'clock
I understand.
On Saturday. Check the website. We'll have articles about tonight's game. I think City of Basketball Love is going to run an article, obviously. Matt
George
is going to run it for Daily Times. So we'll have those on site, as well as other games, other areas, and we'll also list the broadcast. And of course, if you can make it, get down to Chester. They got lots of room down there and lots of space if you want to go watch a great basketball game.
I mean,
this one's going to be a good one.
Yeah, and check your website, DelcoHoops.com, for all the scores of the other games tonight. The brackets are on District 1 PIAA.
Right.
Mark Jordan, thank you very much. Real quick here, Marvin Freeman, 6'4 junior, Sun Valley with 21. And Vinny D'Angelo, 6'2 junior with 19. He controlled the game, though. Totally controlled the game. 62-56. Marple Newtown loses it, and they were led by Tommy Gardler with 18. He'll be back next year as a junior. Mark Jordan, thank you. Great job
thank
again.
You.
We'll
Thanks
see you Saturday.
Me. Yes, we'll be on in.
Good luck in your girls' game, second round. Undefeated Westchester Henderson. Hey, to be the best, you got to play the best and beat
That's
the best, right?
Correct.
And Mike Mayer, thank you. Peter Fulton.
One last thing.
Go, Pete.
Lance Stone and Marvin Freeman together have 19 rebounds. That could be the difference in this game.
Hey, Lance is an atom. 6'1", 4". Plays like he's 6'7". Absolutely incredible. From our LA Fitness, it's 62-56. Sun Valley beats Marple Newtown in the District 1 5A tournament on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.